Nesecht is Bab Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, 9 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, Amr Aleph, Amr Rab Zera, Amr Rav. Rab Zera said the name Rav, Minayin Lamat Neshchim Ra Shim in Atariya, that what is the Makar when a Shchim Ra gives a Matana, that there is no requirement for a Kinyan, and Divri Shchim Ra is Chesuvim Chemisurin Dami. As Rashbam states, Shekhoin Lebediba Boloi Kinyan Suda, Kagoy Mitzavim Achbis Misa, the Paskin Lakamon, the Leiboy Kinyan, Afilu Bemixas, Vuhu Demis, and as we know, that someone that's Mitzava because he's about to die, and even if he doesn't give away all of his assets, but he specifically states that I'm giving this gift based on the fact that I'm about to die, and then ultimately he dies, that the person is kinyan even though they didn't make an actual kinyan, or inami shchimra shechala kol dechasa b'lo shir umis, or in a case of a shchimra that gave away all of his assets, but he didn't specify that the reason why he's giving this gift is because he's about to die, and even so, once he dies, that person would be kinyan even though no kinyan was made. And although the lashon of Rav is minayin lamatna shchimra shehi min atira, and it's mashma that this din would be the raisa, and with the zok tesis lab natera dafka kama, it doesn't mean that it's a din the raisa. Tesis proves this point based on the fact that in a moment we'll see the Rav Nachman will also bring a makar, and lemaisa on kuf mem zayin rabbeis, Rav Nachman himself will hold that the chiddush of the din of a shchimra is not a din the raisa, and as Rav Nachman will state, the enik shaltayer vasu kshaltayer, that even though it's a takan rabbanon, but they still gave a dinim like the raisa, el aspacht ba'amu to kama, and argue. Just means to say that what is the makar and what is the smachta for this idea that a shchimra is koin the bediba b'loy kinyan sudar. Now our Gemara will bring 4 different makaris, and 2 of them will be from the Torah and 2 from Navi. The first makar is from Rab Zeri in the name of Rav, and he brings a makar for the pasuk in Pirchas by the pasha of the Mnei Slavchad. Shenem, as the pasuk states, vavatamas nachlasi lubitai, that you will transfer over the nachla to your daughter. We learn yesh l'cha avar acher shikazu, that there's another type of a transfer that works like you. And what is this referring to? Zub matna shchimra, that this is referring to matna shchimra, and just like b'negei Yerusha, the children of a person do not have to make a kinyan. Similarly, a matna shchimra does not need a kinyan, and b'diba ba'alma you're a kaino. Before we get to the Rashbam and explain exactly how Rav is learning from this pasuk of Vatamis Nachlas Lubitai, Yesh L'cha Aver Chereshikazu, let us see the rest of the Gemara and the other 3 Makarios. The Gemara continues with the second Makar, Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bavua. Rav Nachman says the name of Rav Bavua, Mehacha, that we learn from the following pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, as the pasuk states, "Unasatam nachlasu le'echav yesh l'chana sina chereshi kazu ve'izay zu matnas shchimra." And we don't learn this from the pasuk of avatam nachlasu lebitai, which is pasuk ches, but we learn it from pasuk tes, which states, "V'tmein le'bas unasatam nachlasu le'echav." The Gemara continues and is, "V'rab Nachman my time eloy amam b'vavatam l'chira." Since the pasuk of avatam is prior to the pasuk of unasatam nachlasu le'echav, so why did Rab Nachman learn from the pasuk and not from Vavatim? And the Gemara explains that Rav Nachman already had a limud that he learned from Vavatim, as he learned it like the din of Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Eimer, Bekulim Nemr Ben Nesina, that in all Nachla, the Pasuk states Lashon Nesina, and as we saw, the Pasuk states Vim Ein Lebas, Unasatim Esnachos Lechav, the Pesukim continue Vim Ein Leachim, Unasatim Esnachos Lechi Aviv, Vim Ein Achim Leaviv, Unasatim Esnachos Lechi Aviv, Nemrahavara and Bidgay the Yerusha of a daughter. Pasuk changes and uses a different lashon and states, "Ben Einloy Vavatamis Nachlas Lebitai." Therefore, Rebbe teaches us Ein Lachoshimav Nachla Meshevit Leshevit Elabas, that the reason why the Torah uses this lashon is to teach us that a daughter is Mavid Hanachla from one shevet to another. Holo Bno Baglo Yershneisa, because when a daughter receives the Nachla and receives an inheritance from her father, and if she was previously married to a person from a different shevet, when she dies, either her husband, who is from a different shevet, or her son, who is from a different shevet, will inherit her. Therefore, a portion that belonged to one shevet now be transferred to another shevet. And as we learned previously in Perek Yesh Neichlin, Lemaisa of Nachman Hel liked this din of Rebbe, that we use the Lashon Vavatim to teach us this din, and therefore he didn't have an extra word of Vavatim, and that's why he specifically learned from the word Vinasatim, and he learned Yesh L'chana Sina Acher Shikazu Ve'ezai Zun Matna Shchimra. And the Gemara continues, Rav Zeri, my time le'om Vinasatim. Why didn't Rav Zeri learn from the word Vinasatim, and then he'll be able to learn from the word Vavatim, the drasha of Rebbe? And the Gemara answers, Ochid Krohu, and Lemaisa he felt that the word Vinasatim is not extra, as this is the standard way that the Torah speaks, and therefore he couldn't learn from the word Vinasatim, and that's why he was only left with the drasha of Vavatim. The Gemara continues with his third makar, Rav Menashe by Yirmiyah Amam Mehacha. Rav Menashe by Yirmiyah learns from the following pasuk in Malachim Beis. The pasuk tells us, by Yom Mahim, in those days, Chol Yechizkiyahu, that Chizkiyahu Yoav got very sick and he was about to die. Vayyavi Eilav Yishayo ben Amar Yitzhanavi Vayyavi Eilav Koyama Hashem Tzavu Beisecha Kimis Ata V'loisichya. And Yishayah came and he told Chizkiyo that so said HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should command your family because you're about to die and you won't live. Rav Menashe ben Yirmiyah teaches us B'tzavu Ba'alma that this was done B'tzavu Ba'alma as the Pasuk states Tzavu Beisecha, and there was no requirement for a kinyan, and therefore we see that a Matna Shchimra works B'dibur Ba'alma B'loi kinyan. The Gemara continues with the fourth Makar, Rami by Yecheskel Amar Mahacha, and Rami by Yecheskel learns from the following Pasuk, which is in Shmuel Beis, and this Pasuk is talking about Achitofel, who sided with Avshalom when Avshalom was Meir B'Malchus, and got involved with the rebellion against David. Once Achitofel saw that Avshalom lost the battle, he realized that he was a Meir B'Malchus, and he would be killed. So the Pasuk tells us, V'Achitofel Ra, Ki Lo Nesra Etzasai, that Achitofel saw that his plan didn't work out, V'Yachav Shesachamar, and he saddled his donkey, V'Yel Chal Beisayel Irai, and he went to his house and to his city, and he commanded his household, and he killed himself. Once again, the Pasuk states, and he used a Lashon of Tzivu Ba'alma, and therefore we learn that even though he didn't actually make a kinyan, that Tzava itself was enough, as Dibre Shchimra is Chesu Chumasurin Dami, and you could be Kino B'Diba Ba'alma B'loi Kinyan. Ayin and Taitz Rashi points out that Menashe Bar Yirmiya, as well as Rami Bar Yecheskel, learned from Dibre Kabbalah, and Afal Gav the Dibre Kabbalah Lo Yafinon. And it's pashut that the reason why Rav Menashe Bar Yirmiyah and Rami Bar Yecheskel would rather learn from a pasuk in Navi and not from a pasukim in Torah is because they felt that the word vavatim as well as the word v'nasatim is not extra. And as we stated beforehand, they learned from the word of vavatim in l'chashimav v'nachlam shevet l'shevet elabas. They also couldn't learn from v'nasatim as orchid krahu. Now that we saw all four drushes, let us see the Rashbam dimim asal shenema vavatim es nachlasai zok Rashbam the having matzal mechtav ish kiyamos uben einloi nachlasal lebitai. And similarly, the next verse could have stated einloi bas nachlasal leechov. Therefore, Rav held that the word vavatim is extra. Rav Nachman taught us in Nimr Rav Bavua that the word unasatim is extra. Rashbam continues and brings another pshat. Rabbein Chananel Pirish min chsif es nachlasai and es ribuyu, and the word es is ribuy. And similarly, benegeo daughter, it states v'mein lebas unasatim es nachlasai leechov v'loy nehira. And Rashbam states, I don't like this pshat. Darmin lekamon ahuim miboyle lechitanya Rebbe ima vavatim darish v'loy darish es. And that pasuk certainly Rebbe is learning from the lashon of vavatim. And as we saw, the Lashon of Rebbe was as Rashbam states, and Rashbam continues with third pshat, and some learn by the fact that Torah changes Lashon, as in the other psukim, the pasuk used Lashon of Satim, and over here the pasuk changes and used Lashon of Avatim, and as we saw, the Rav Nachman stated that even the Lashon of Nesatim is extra. Therefore, as Rashbam stated, the Hachi Havalei L'michtav Ishki Yomus Uben Einloi Nachlas L'bitoi Vim Einloi Bas Nachlas L'echav V'chein Kulam Hilkel Kol V'vatim Nesatim Yutarmeim Kein Nir Be'inai Ayin Shom. And Gemara continues with the Braisa relevant to the Tzavah of Achitofel. Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa Shloisha Dvarim Tziv Achitofel Es Bonav. We have a Kabbalah that there were three things that Achitofel was mitzavah to his children at the time of his death. Atiu B'machlekes Beis David. You should not get involved with the machlekes of Beis David, v'atimudu b'machus Beis David, and you should not be moir b'machus Beis David. And as Rashbam states, shle'iru le'yofa, and Achitofel was speaking from experience, as l'maisa didn't work out very well for him. And finally, the last thing he told them in his last will and testament is v'yontiv shalatzeres bara zorei chitim, that if the yontiv of Shavuos is clear and it's not cloudy, then you should plant wheat. And as Rashbam states, shematzlichim ba'isashana, as it's a simon that there will be matzliach in that year. Shita mekubetzes brings down from Tais Rosh that Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Meshum de Vivim Mincha Shal Chitim Chadasha, that since on Shavuos we bring the first Mincha from Chitim Chadasha, Lekach Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzlachas Chitim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if the day of Shavuos is clear, so it's a Simon Toiv, and it's a good omen for the wheat of the year. Gemara continues, Mazutra Amar, Mazutra, however, said that he didn't tell them if it's clear, then they should be Zeru Chitim, but Bol Itma, that the omen was that if Shavuos is actually cloudy, that will be a good Simon for Chitim. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned, Amri Nadoi Meshmed Rab Yaakov, Loi Borer Borer Mamish, Loi Bolol Bolol Mamish. It doesn't make a difference if we regard as Borer or Bolol. Both of them are not to be taken literally. Afilu Bolol V'ruach Tzvenis Menash Basai Zeu Borer. However, even if it's cloudy, however there's a northern wind that's blowing, that is considered Borer, and that is a good simon. As Rashbam says, Shem Farzeres Sa'ovim, because the northern wind will disperse the clouds. Arts could chsiv mitzaf and zav yasa ruach tzvaynis meir seyayim kizav. Main thing which is good for wheat is ruach tzvaynis. And omelay Rab Abba Rab Ashi, and Rab Abba said to Rab Ashi, anana Rab Abitzcha Bavdim masin law. Now though you just brought a brisa as to a simon toiv for growing tvua, and this simon was based on shvuas, however we followed a simon that we know from Abitzcha Bavdimi, the Amar Abitzcha Bavdimi matzay yontav achron shechag hakol tzayfin la'asher namaracha a matzay yontav of sukkis. Everyone looks at the smoke that's coming from the Beis HaMikdash, and on top of them is Beach, not the Klapit Sofrin. If the smoke is turned towards the north, and therefore there's a southern wind, so the Aniyim will be happy, while Balabatim will not be happy, as the Gemara explains, because this is a simon that there'll be a lot of rain that year, because it will be so wet, so therefore the Balabatim will be concerned that the Paris that they will store away will get rotten and become moldy, and therefore they will not store away so many Paris, and there'll be an abundance of Paris in the marketplace because there'll be so much supply, therefore the prices will come down and the Aniyim will be happy, and of course the Baal Batim won't be happy about this. Yitzchak Bav Dimi continues, not to klapi darim, if the pillar of smoke was towards the south, which means it was a northern wind, then Aniyim atzayvim, or Baal Batim smechim, then Aniyim won't be happy, but the Baal Batim will be happy. This will be a simon that there won't be so much rain, and therefore they could keep the Paris in their storehouses, and the Paris won't rot, therefore the farmers and the wholesalers could control pricing, and Aniyim won't be happy because they'll be paying more, but the Baal Batim will be making a better profit, and not to klapi mizuch hakol smechen and klapi mayrev hakol atevim. However, if the pillar of smoke is turned towards the east and there's a western wind, then everyone will be happy, and if it's turning towards the west and there's an eastern wind, then no one will be happy. Let us see the Rashbam, as Rashbam explains that the reason why Rav Yitzchak Bav Dimi learns that the simon is based on sukkis is b'shvil shebechag nidreinu l'mamayim, and therefore right after sukkis we receive a simon b'negei the water of that year. Rashbam states that when there's a ruach tzofrin, then there'll be gishmei shanim u'otin uv'oisim hagishamim misbarchan apiris and israelim v'shaba'itzaris mishtamim v'nimkarim b'yayka harivaruch lashirim v'itzav l'aniyim l'mizrach kulun smechim shemaravis mamteris b'mido u'piris enim b'yayka. Because over there it works out very well for everyone, because since there'll be a normal amount of rain and the piris won't be so expensive. However, if the smoke is towards the west and there's an eastern wind, then kulun atzayvim shemizrachus minasmata, because an eastern wind holds back rain u'mavia b'tzaris v'yayka gadol, and it'll bring famine, there will be inflation, and therefore the piris will be very expensive. U'piris kaka in and semchen, but the mice of the piris won't grow. Therefore, both Daniim and Ashirim won't be happy. Maestro Rashbam points out, Alma Mizrachis Kasho Maravis Yafa. We see from here that the eastern wind is not good and a western wind is good. The Gemara now is for a mini, I'll ask you a stira, Mizrachis La'ilim Yafa, that the Brisa teaches us that the eastern wind is always good and Maravis La'ilim Kasho, and a western wind is always bad. And we see Pum Fakat. The Brisa continues, Ruach Tzvainis Yafa Lachitim Bishasha Virushlish. The northern wind is good for wheat, as long as the wheat already grew a third, as is no longer a need for rain. The Kashal is Asim Bishashi Yanitsu, and it's bad for olives. This wind is blowing at a time that's blossoming. Ruach Dreim is Kashal Chitim Bishashi Vioshlish. The southern wind is bad for Tvua that already grew a third. The Yafal is Asim Bishashi Yanitsu. However, it's good for olives that are in the middle of blossoming. The Gemara just mentioned the northern wind and the southern wind, and what it's good for and what it's bad for. And the Gemara continues, and the way that you can remember which wind is good for which is Visimnech is Shulchan Matzafim Menor B'Darim Haim Rabbi today, Haim Rabbi today. Since the Shulchan that was in the Beis HaMikdash where you brought the Lechem Aponim and which was made out of wheat was in the north, that is a simon that northern wind is good for wheat and is bad for olives. However, Menor B'Darim, the Menor which had olive oil in it, was placed on the south side of this Kodesh. That's a simon that the southern wind is good for olives and good for olive oil and bad for wheat. As we just stated, Ruach Tzvein is Yafal Lechitim B'Shasha V'Yushlish V'Kashal Zesim B'Shasha Yenetzu, and Ruach Dreim is Kashal Lechitim B'Shasha V'Yushlish V'Yafal Zesim B'Shasha Yenetzu. L'maisa, we still have a stira between these brises. As previously we stated, that a western wind is good and an eastern wind is bad, and in this brise we saw that Mizrachis La'ilim Yafa and Maravis La'ilim Kasha, and the Gemara answers like Kasha Halon V'Haluhu. It certainly there is no question as to Matthias, and if there's a wind that comes from the west, then that's a simon that'll be a lot of rain, and if there's a wind that comes from the east, that'll be a simon that'll be less rain. Since Eretz Yisrael is at a high point, therefore there's a requirement to have a lot of rain, and that's why the first brisa stated that a west wind is a good simon. However, the second brisa is talking about the Bnei Bavel, and Bavel was in a lower point, and it was in a valley, and if you have too much rain, it's not good. The land won't be dry enough, and it won't be the proper conditions to plant tefuah. Therefore, the second brisa teaches us that an east wind is good, a west wind is not a good sign, and as Rashbam Rambam states, Holon l'bnei bava ha-sheikhrim b'metzula v'atzenim l'uchlechas v'ina tzrich l'amato kolkach l'idinam m'snai b'raisa b'asraisa shem ha-rev is kosha v'yishem ha-teres yesim indai l'bnei bava l'mizroch ha-syafo b'raisa k'mais to the masnei ipcha that's going l'bnei Eretz Yisrael she'atzim gavoya v'tzrichim l'amato harbe. Gemara continues, Tani will enter b'raisa b'shal oimeh yontu shal ha-teres bara simen yafo l'chol ha-shana kula. If the day of Shavuos is a clear day, then that's a simen yafo for the entire year. The Gemara continues with the simen that's relevant to Rosh Hashanah. Amar Zvid, Rav Zvid states, Hayyem Kamad Rei Shasa, Icham Kul Shasa Chamima, Ikare Kul Shasa Kriira, that if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is hot, then the entire year will be warm, and if it's cold, then the entire year will be cold. L'may Nafkamina, L'tfilah Shal Kohen Gadol, and Nafkamina is as to the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Rashbam points out that even though the Gemara states, Kul Shasa Chamima, Klaim Rei Vashanah, it doesn't mean the entire year, but it means most of the year will be warm, or most of the year will be cold. Where he asks, what's the difference to know if the year will be cold or if it will be warm? The Gemara explained that the top of Kuf Mem Zayin Rebeis, L'tfilah Shal Kohen Gadol, and Zok Teisviz, She'ispal Shem Chama Loitei Chama Yosem Yidai, Vim Kriira Loitei Kriira Yosem Yidai, and this way, when the Kohen Gadol davs in Yom Kippur, if the simon was that it will be cold, he should daven that it shouldn't be too cold, and if the simon was that it will be hot, he should daven that it should not be too hot. And as Rashbam says, She'ispal B'Yom Kippurim, Shtei Shonazu Geshumo Im Shchuna, Va'at L'fiya Inyan Shiur B'Rashana, Yispal B'Yom Kippurim. We continue on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Rebeis, and the Gemara continues that although we stated on Kuf Mem Zayin Rebeis, that we had four different makaris as to how we know the person is koina matne shchimra bediba ba'alma b'loy kinyan. And as we explained, that although Rav used the lashon of minayin matne shchimra shehimin atayra, but Taisus explained they just meant that where do we have a makar in the Torah, but certainly it's only din rabbanon. And the Gemara now explains why the rabbanon created this halacha. And the Mashal points out that according to Taisus, we should be goyis Rav Rav Nachman. Rav explained that the name of Rav Nachman matne shchimra mirabbanon ba'almahu, that the reason why we actually misakin that the matna shchimra should work b'diva ba'alma b'loy kinyan shemati tarif daiti love, we wanted to make sure that a shchimra that is in bad condition should not be concerned that his matana would not work, and therefore we said that even b'diva ba'alma the matana will work. This will relax the shchimra and potentially he could get better. Rashbam states matna shchimra shekoyin b'amim ba'alma inu minatayra v'kredel el etzateva kamashvan, and all the previous psukim are only in etzateva sheitzava lebeisu b'shas misasai, they should tell his children his last will and testament and give them direction prior to Misa. Potentially some of those things will require a kinyan, and some things are b'diva ba'alma k'goyim dvarim she'in tzrichin kinyan she'adam midil b'dei beisa mi'chayv l'klum n'umayna v'chafetza b'yad mi'hein v'heichem u'nochen, and to tell them exactly where his money is and where his assets are. Rashbam now brings two different pshatim as to what the Gemara stated midrabbanon ba'alma hi shemati tarav daiti alav. Rashbam's first explanation is based on a practical matter. And Rashbam is bothered, and why should it concern us if they won't have time to effectuate a kinyan, and the person who you want to give the matana to will not get the kinyan? If the ma'aser din is that you're not going to be koyin by mir midraisa, so let it be batal. The lishnachrinim b'fashina v'nira be'inai. The lahachi tikkun rabbanish yikdu dvar ba'amira. And therefore potentially it could be dangerous for him. We wanted to make sure that psychologically the choyla is well, and that will help the choyla revive himself and become better. This is a question of pikuach nefashos, and that's why the Rabbanan stated hefka bezen hefka. Therefore the Rabbanan instituted divrei shchimra is kechsuvim chemesurin dami, and that he could be makna something b'diva ba'alma b'loy kinyan. Gemara now continues and asks, umiyam Rav Nachman hachi, and is it true that Rav Nachman really holds the kinyan of a shchimra is only midrabbanon and not midraisa? Bach states that we should be goyis v'om Rav Nachman am Shmuel, but Rav Nachman stated the name of Shmuel hamech shtach choyv lechaver v'chazul machloi machol v'afilu yarish meichol, that if Reuven lent money to Shimon and he made a shtach choyv and therefore was a milvu b'shtar, and now Reuven goes and takes the shtar and wants to sell the rights to collect the shtar and he sells it to Levi, then prior to Levi and collecting on the choyv, Reuven is meichol the debt to Shimon, then it's considered a valid mechila. As Rashbam states, le'mach le'rishon l'sheni ala kol schus shetav liyadai, is Reuven only sold Levi any schus that he had to collect, but once Reuven is meichel, then Levi doesn't have a right to collect, as Shimon will say to Levi, la baldvarim didiyat, v'loy odav hay lekech mimalva, da osi machmosei de malva, umiu ma'isiv yachsele meichel lekech. Certainly, if Reuven charged Levi $100 for the rights to the shtar choyv, then certainly at this point, Reuven will have to return the $100 Dallas to Levi, Hilchosohi, the Dainina Din de Gami, Vizet Hifsimo Isa Kasari Storesu Shahavirov, the Kaimlon, the Chayib, Mahu, the Kafi Rafram Ravashi, the Abbi Mineki Kashur Lutzami, Maisa when moving is Michael the Chayib, there's not a din of a grum of Baalma, therefore the cloud of grum Bidizokin, Potter Bidini Adam, the Chayib Dishimayim doesn't apply, and we apply the din of Gami and Reuven is Chayiv. Nachman also stated that not only would Reuven be able to be Meichelit, but let's say Reuven dies and then his children are Meichel L'Chayiv, then that Mechila would also be valid, as Rashbam explains, V'svaruhu, and this is based on the Svara, V'le'olim Koyach Shalakeach, that the Koyach of Levi is not stronger B'mashinim Soleh Shtaramuva El'liskos B'chayiv HaKosov B'mokim HaMalva O Yerush, as he only has rights and is standing in the stead of the Malva or the Yerush, Achle Neka Shibudim Min HaMalva, but certainly the Shibud is not taken away from the Malva, the Kareinim Be'evad Levi L'ish Malva, V'yachalim Chach Shibudai, and therefore either the Malva or the Yerush could still be Meichel the Shibud. Before we continue, let's see the Rashbam, Medira Maschel HaMeichel Shtar Chayiv, and the Rashbam explains the mechanics of how you sell the Shtar Chayiv, and Zok Rashbam, Shechayiv Le'levi L'malva Mamin, U'mosel HaMalva S'ashtar L'yad L'kech, U'marcholoi V'kosvoloi K'ni L'chahu V'chol Shibudai, Inami K'na Piskin HaSam Hilchasa, Oisius Nixu B'Mesir, B'Herka Meichel S'asfina, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, the Rav Nachman continued and taught us, Umoy de Shmuel, that although I just taught you the name of Shmuel, that Meichel Shtar L'chayiv L'chavere, V'chazu Mochel Mochel, V'afilu Yorish Meichel, Hel V'Shmuel is also Meida, Shem Nosu V'mat Neshchimra, the Inu Yochel Meichloi, instead of Reuven selling the Shtar Chayiv to Levi, he actually gave it to Levi as a Mat Neshchimra, and once Reuven dies, Levi is Koina the right to collect the Shtar Chayiv, so then the Yorshim would not have a right to be Meichel the Chayiv, and the only one that would have a right to be Meichel the Chayiv is Levi, as the Rashbam explains, the Divrei Shchimra Kechsuvim Chumasurin Dami, Valimim Mimatnes Bari, and is even stronger than a Matana that is given by a healthy person, Ve'ina Yorosh Yachalim Chol. Gemara now explains its question that we had on Rav Nachman. As previously we saw it, Rav stated the name of Nachman, that Matnes Shchimra Midrabbanan Ba'almahi, and therefore the Gemara now asks, that E Amr Bishleim Midraisa, that if you're going to tell me that Matnes Shchimra is a Din Deraisa, Mishum Hochi Ina Yachalim Chol, so then it makes sense that since Levi received this Matana based on a Din Deraisa, certainly Levi is now in place of the children, and it's considered that he actually yashin the shtar chayiv, and therefore certainly the yoshim have no right to be meichel the shibud, and he is the actual owner of the shtar chayiv. But the gemara is ali amid rabban he amayin yochelim chol. But l'chayre, if the whole concept of mat neshchimra is only a din rabbanon, then why can't the yoshim be meichel? As l'chayre, they should still be considered the owners of the shtar chayiv. And just mid rabbanon, we stated that Levi has a right to the shtar chayiv, and there shouldn't be a difference between this case and the previous case of regular matana. And why should it be stronger than a standard matana? The Gemara answers that it's not a stira in the words of Rav Nachman, as certainly Rav Nachman holds that a matnes shchimra is midrabbanan ba'almahi shemati tarif daiti love, and even so, he holds that the yorshim can't be meichel, although ain't a shelterah v'asua k'shelterah, that although it's not a din deraisa, but Rabbanan gave it the strength of a din deraisa, and therefore they said it's as if Levi was actually yerush to the chayiv, therefore the yorshim of Reuven do not have a right to be meichel to the chayiv, and as Rashbam states, ain't a shelterah midrabbanahi v'asua k'shelterah shemati daiti k'damar el. Let's keep in mind that we just learned our Gemara based on Taisus. All agree that a matnes shchimra is only a din rabbanon. All the makaris and the psukim that we previously brought are all a smachtes ba'alma. However, as we will see, the Ritva argues on Taisus from the lashon Rashbam on the top of Kuf Mem Zayin Beis. Diba maschal matnes shchimra when he's explaining the words of Rav Nachman, and he states shekoyne ba'mir ba'alma ena min atira v'kroy d'le'el it's a teva k'mashmalon she savel beis b'shas misasa mashiyesh le'lutzavos. It seems to be mashmal like the Ritva. Rav Nachman is now mechadish to us that the din of the shchimra is only midrabbanan ba'alma and not midraisa. We are changing course from what we previously stated. However, the Ritva clearly holds that Rava holds the name of Rav Nachman that matnes shchimra is midrabbanan, and all the previous man Amram held that matnes shchimra is midraisa. The Ritva actually asks us as a kasha the kashale de la el Rav Nachman Rav Bavua the matnes shchimra minatera, and over here he says it's midrabbanan. Yeshlema the hodahachi today lahi de Rav Bavua de Rabbi that in the Chanami, Rav Nachman himself holds that Matnes Shchimra is Midrabbanan, and previously on Amud Aleph, when he brought him a car, that was from Rav Bavua, who is his Rebbe, and in the Chanami, his Rebbe holds that Matnes Shchimra is Midraisa, and he is Chaylik. Avalek Lameim, that he has Smachta Ba'alma, but we can't say like Tesis that those Psukim are Smachta Ba'alma, the Hashta Sinu Lemiflug al Hanam Le'el, Mechlal the Hanam Le'el, Menatir Mamish Kama, Uldiv Rav Nachman Hacha, Ahid Chizkio, Vachitayfel, Savos Dvarim, Musahava, Vloy Chilik Mamun, Vavatam Lecharebi, Vinesatam Uchad could preach Le'el, Ayin Shom. And the Mashal points out that the Gias of Agamara of Rava Amram Nachman, Matnes Shchimra, Shchimra b'drabbanan ba'almihi seems to be like Ritva. Although we previously stated that Matna Shchimra is Midraisa, however, Rava Amar Nachman, Rava comes to argue and he brings down Rav Nachman hold that Matna Shchimra is Midrabbanan. He explains that according to Taisus, L'chayr, the proper guess should be Amar Rava Amar Nachman, as he's not coming to be Chaylik, he's just teaching us the reason why the Rabbanan stated that the Matna Shchimra works B'dibba Alma, and why there's no requirement for a Kinyan, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.